I worked my way through all of the environmental science merit badges. situation, the problems are going to be different as a result. And I found that, like, you know, one day you could be talking about how do we mitigate risk in the rainforest, and the next day you could be talking about how do we maximize wildlife habitat in the rainforest, and the next day you could be talking to someone and they don't want trees at all, and you have to have that conversation. So it's just, it wasn't as clear cut. You know, there's a lot more navigation you could take, a lot more different ways to come at problems, and everyone was okay with it. You also have, you know, it's a shorter history, so there hasn't been as many people that have said. we do everything we can to engage people of all types and across all boundaries in our profession, because if we are going to be a profession that continues to be respected by society, we need to look like society. And that's a challenge. And I'm afraid that to date, a lot of the efforts that we've taken are to have a diversity and inclusion policy, or to say that we want to be diverse and inclusive. But, really being inclusive is far more than that. You have to reach out your hand and bring people into the fold. You can't just say, we're inclusive, come join us. And I think we have a lot of work to do still on that outreach and reaching out to people and really bringing them along with us instead of just waiting for them to show up. I definitely think urban forestry can help with that, because in populations, in urban centers where there is more diverse populations largely, a lot of people may never have stepped into the forest, so they
change throughout your own personal career?
Yeah. celebration.